Hello, 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 everyone. If you are listening to this, you are tuned into the podcast. My name is Jordan Alexa, and I'm so happy that you're here with me. Just sitting talking to me. Welcome. What's up with y'all? What y'all got going on? Today it's very rainy and gloomy, so I'm doing my best to, you know, not give in to the rain and the gloom. So if I'm a little extra today, it's because it's raining. But that's it. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So I have been scrolling on social media, as one does, before I even keep going. I got to do better. I can't keep scrolling on social media the way I've been doing. And I say that because you can't either. It's not good, guys. It's not healthy. I be getting headaches. My eyes be hurting. Anyways, that's besides the point. I've been scrolling on social media and I keep seeing stuff about the strong friend. The strong friend, and check on your strong friend, and I can't be the strong friend no more, and what's going on with the... Anyways, I feel like I am pretty... What's the word? I have the credentials to talk about this topic. Why? Because... Hello? I was her, she was me. We was us. I was the strong friend. Oh my gosh. And I really can't even really say was like that, because sometimes I still be slipping into that stuff because it's not a healthy place to be in. But we'll get to that in a second. Okay. So first of all, what is the strong friend? Okay. The strong friend. And as I'm talking, I need you to examine yourself and examine the ones around you. Because I need for you to realize, are you the strong friend or you holding somebody up in your life as a strong friend? And both are wrong, but anyways. The strong friend is a person who people usually go to for advice, for comfort, to cry to complain to, maybe for money, maybe for to help them in a situation, maybe it's just the person that you always call on when you got something going on, or it's the person that, you know, as soon as things go awry or things happen, they're the ones to stand up and be like, I gotta be strong for everybody else, because like if everybody else crying, they not, kind of thing. Because they feel like they gotta be strong for it. I never understood that. Like, I gotta be strong for everybody. I did it, and I still don't understand it. Anyways, that is what the strong friend is. And so, once again, please, examine yourself. Examine those around you. Are you the strong friend, or are you holding somebody up in the regard of being the strong friend? And so today, why do I keep doing that? And so today, what I want to talk about is both sides of the party. Both sides, because the conversation that is being had about the strong friend, from what I've seen so far, has been like the strong friend just, I guess, not like just saying, if you're the strong friend, just stop being a strong friend. And it's not that simple. It's not that simple. And that's why I said I feel like I'm pretty qualified to talk about this subject. So we're going to get into it. Okay. So the first thing is, how have I been the strong friend? I have been the strong friend from a wee top. And you know, I had the realization that the reason why I was the strong friend was because in situations I would feel a lack of control, or I didn't like how other people would react in the situation, and for whatever reason, I felt responsible. And I still feel that way sometimes. Like, if a situation is going bad, I feel responsible for how the person is reacting to that situation. And that sounds really weird coming out of my mouth, but that's the reality of it. And I feel like it happened, like what sparked it was, okay, so before we even get into it, please know that being a strong friend oftentimes is rooted in, oops, I got a lip gloss on my mic. Hold on. Oops. If you see me looking over there, I'm looking at my husband because he be getting on me about equipment and stuff. But anyways, being a strong friend is rooted in trauma. Oh! Is anything not anymore? Jesus. Being a strong friend is rooted in trauma. And so the first occurrence that I believe happened where that was ignited in me was something traumatic happened. I won't go into detail about it just because, you know, it's not just my story to tell. But something traumatic happened, and I think I was like 4 or 5, and I was with some family members, some other kids, and the other kids, like whatever was taking place was happening, they literally like lost it. They freaked out. They was crying and stuff like that. And they were older than me, but they lost it. They freaked out. They was crying and they ran inside, and I was still outside, active in the situation. And in that moment, I was watching the situation. It had to do with some adults. I was watching adults and I was like, this is crazy. And it was really scary what was happening. But then I also was thinking in the back of my mind, so-and-so just ran in the house crying. And so I went into the house. I'm literally 4 or 5, and they are older than me. And when I got into the house, I saw how they were crying and stuff like that. And I started joking. I started cracking jokes. Like, I started telling jokes like, you know, I don't even remember what I said, but I was trying to make them laugh. I was trying to make them feel better and all of their stuff. And of course, at the time, I didn't realize that that situation had did what it did to me. But I just assumed this responsibility at 4 or 5 years old. What the heck? And so that turned into a lifetime of doing the exact same thing. I have always been the person to make people laugh in bad situations. I've always been the person who people call on when they got something going on. I've always been the person who people cry to. I just always have been that person. And I think it's mainly because I guess my defense mechanism is humor. And so people know that when they call me, that they're going to get off that phone laughing. Meanwhile, something that I also struggle with is taking on people's emotions. So I'm a trash can. I became a trash can. So I don't know if that is a commonality among other strong friends. But I know that that's what it was for me. I became a trash can. I became a place where people can come and dump their stresses on me and tell me everything that they have going on. And I literally take that junk on. It's like I did an exchange. I took that from them, gave them some giggles, and they left feeling better than before. And then I had all that stuff in my chest giving me indigestion and whatnot. So that's how I have been the strong friend. And I just recently got to a point where it was just like, I don't want to do that anymore. This is not fun. like I said, I was literally leaving conversations drained, leaving conversations, taking on people's stuff and watching them leave scot-free. And sorry, y'all. My allergies acting up, so my ears itching. But what was I saying? Yeah, watching people leave the conversation scot-free, feeling better. And a lot of times, even I put myself in that position so much that when there are a lot of friends or people that I know, who I know so much about them. I know so much that they have endured. I know so much about their childhood and their trauma and all that stuff. And they know absolutely nothing about me. Wow. Part of that is my fault, of course, because the same way they can reach out to me, I mean, you know, I guess it's the same way that I can reach out to them, but when you are the strong friend, you don't realize that that same help can be available to you. But also at the same time, okay, so it can go in a lot of ways. Sometimes people who are stronger surround themselves with people who are weaker. I hate to say that because I feel like emotions are granted as a human being. Like if you're human, you're gonna feel some type of way sometimes. So I don't want to say that makes you weaker, that you can express your emotions, that makes you weak. But strong person mindset, they're gonna surround themselves around people who are weaker, and so that leads to them being held up in a high regard or revered in a certain way, and you know the people come to them for everything, and they can't necessarily go to people for that same thing, and they don't necessarily want to have to, which is why they might surround themselves with those people. Another thing is, like I said earlier, sometimes being a strong friend, you don't realize that same help can be available to you. Whether that is getting people who can, you know, surrounding yourself with people who can handle your humanity the same way you handle other people's. And then at the same time, which is something that, you know, that's something I struggle with. And then something else that I struggle with is, which I just mentioned, being able to surround yourself with people who can handle your humanity. Because there were some times where I would be like, hey, I got this going down, you know, going on. Or there was one time I literally was having a panic attack. And you would have thought that the sky was falling. Because, like I said, sometimes people hold you up in such a regard to where when they see an ounce of your humanity, it's like, what are you doing? You better stop that right now. And people literally have been like, I don't know how to. Yeah. But I just recently got to a place, like I said earlier, I got to a place where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I cannot afford to do this. I am broke. Like, when it comes to strong friend coins, I don't have any more to cash in. I'm broke. Don't expect it from me anymore. And so even though I made that direct declaration, it has definitely been something that I have had to walk out. It's not something that has been, oh yeah, I'm not doing this anymore, and that was it. It has been something that I have had to walk out and practice constantly. I think I want to speak to two sides right now. I want to speak to the strong friend, and I want to speak to the people with the strong friend, okay? So first, I want to address the strong friend because that I feel like that is the most relatable to me since I am qualified. I have my PhD in strong friend studies. And I feel like I can talk about that side the most. So, friend. And I won't just say you. I'm going to say we. Since I was in the same boat, we got to get some help. We have to figure out why it is that we are number one, allowing people to keep us in this position, but also why we are allowing ourselves to stay in this position. It could be, like I mentioned earlier, it could be trauma. It could be fear of vulnerability. It could be not wanting to seem like you don't have everything together. And newsflash, nobody has it all together. Something that I have realized recently is that nobody knows. Nobody knows what they're doing. Everybody's just figuring it out, and hopefully something sticks and you're able to keep going and moving forward. But the appearance of looking wrong, looking dumb, looking stupid has us in a chokehold, and we have to break free. Friend, we are prideful. And that is the basis of it. And the reason why I say it's the basis of it is because I believe that pride is just fear in disguise at all times, no matter how you see it. You know, let's say it's a guy, you look at him and he's like, oh, he's cocky, or oh, you know, whatever. 9 times out of 10, it's because that he has chosen to solidify his identity in something that is separate from him, separate from, you know, his insecurities. It's like, only example, oh, I don't want to tell that story. But I don't know if you've ever seen somebody get into an argument and they start talking about something besides the things that are happening in the argument. Like, they start saying stuff like, that's why you ugly, that's why you broke, that's why you ain't got this, that's why you ain't got that. You're listening to a person who is insecure, and insecurity is fear. Mm-mm. Insecurity is fear. And so they have the things that they're saying, you don't have this, you don't have that. Their identity lies within those things. But that is a tangent. but pride is rooted in fear. And so a lot of times when you're the strong friend, you're afraid to let somebody in, whether that is because you've never had anybody, you know, you've never let anybody in before. You've been misunderstood. That's my club. And I am I was the founder of Misunderstood Incorporated. Because that is the main reason why I wouldn't tell nobody nothing. I've been misunderstood, talked about, mistreated, all that stuff. And that led to me being a brick wall. Ew. And so, friend, we are prideful.
Hey, friend. Let's connect. Be sure to follow me on Instagram @_JordanAlexa. That's @_JordanAlexa. So you can join the conversation and keep up with what's going on here at the Actually Podcast. Talk soon. Now, back to the episode.
And so we have to get to the root of what it is. What is it that causes us to be this way? Like I said, you know, I told the story earlier about my childhood and about me facing a situation that literally scared me. Fear. That literally scared me, and how I just assumed a position just because there was no control. There was no control in the situation. It was just like, how do we get some, like, nothing was solid. Nothing was solid. And it was just pure chaos, and I couldn't, you know, handle it. And so, yeah, getting back to the root of what it is that causes you to hold yourself in this position. That's what I was talking about. And for me, that story was the beginning of it. And so you really have to take some time to sit with yourself and figure that out. I'm doing it again. That meant take sitting with yourself to figure it out. That took me actually sitting with somebody to figure out. So you might need to get therapy, friend. You might need to get counseling, friend. You might need to pray and seek the Lord. Because I tell you what, when you ask God, when you say, hey, God, why am I like this? Or, hey, God, where did this come from? He be answering. Sometimes I ask and he answers and I'm like, hold on. Too much. Way too much. And the importance of that is going backwards is a lot of times your peace is where you left it. Your being okay in who you are is where you left it. Because there was a time where you were fine. It's like, if you think about children, they don't have a care in the world. They don't care about nothing that's going on in society. They don't care if they look no kind of way. It's not until somebody says, oh, you look like this. Oh, you ugly. Oh, you short. Oh, that intercepts the freedom that they had 0.2 seconds ago. And so going back allows for you to go back and find where you dropped your piece at, because you dropped it when that thing intercepted you in that whatever it is that is plaguing you and your attitude and how it is you move now, you pick that up instead. And so you have to go backwards and go get your peace. Go get your peace. Go get your peace. Because a lot of times as a strong friend, we don't get peace. We don't have it. Because we be going through stuff in here over and over and over and over again. And like I said earlier, the people bringing us their stuff, we take it for them. What they get? Oh, I feel so much better. Peace. And they keep going. And so we add that into the junk in our mind, and it's swarming and swarming and swarming and swarming. There's a lot of times where I had no concern about anything. I had no fear about something until somebody told me that something that happened with them, I took it, and I was like, oh, I'm scared about that now, too. Girl. Your crazy self. Go get your peace. Go figure out where you dropped it at. Go figure out what intercepted you to where you feel like you cannot be a human being. To where you feel like you cannot have emotions. To where you feel like you cannot express yourself. To where you feel like you cannot simply exist and be okay. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes strength is a byproduct of life. Like I know that just because I have given up being the strong friend, I'm still strong. I'm still very much a strong person. Life has positioned me to be that way. Things have happened to where I cannot afford to be no jelly back. But there's still a level of peace that I have now because I have chosen not to be the trash can anymore. So just because you're not the strong friend or that person for everybody does not mean that you are not strong in yourself. But also at the same time, it does not mean that you cannot be there for people. You have to get to a place where you set boundaries. My friends now know when they call me, if they got something going on, the first thing they say is, hey, Jordan, do you have the capacity to? Because I got to a place where I was like, I don't have the capacity. I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the energy to sit here and listen to what it is that you're talking. I don't have the space myself within myself. I got a lot going on with me. and I don't have the space for you right now. I literally had to become my own spokesperson. I had to build a boundary for people to understand. I know you're used to coming to me when you feeling some type of way. But friend, you can't do that no more. You cannot turn my papers in. I quit. I can't do it. So they know when they call me, hey, Jordan, do you have space for me to talk about this with you? And I'll say, yeah, I do, actually. And sometimes I'll say, mm-mm. Excuse me. Ooh, sorry, I didn't mean to burp. Sometimes I say, no, I don't have it. I'm so sorry. Call your mama. Let her help you. Because I don't have it some days, and that's okay. And so you have to get to a place where you're okay with setting boundaries. You're okay with telling people no. You're okay with helping people to understand. I have stuff that I need to work out within myself right now, and you can't throw your stuff in the mix. You can't put the reds in with the whites because it's all going to get mixed together and turn pink. Your stuff going to be my own, my stuff. And it's as simple as that. And so that is for the strong friend. I need for us to get healing, get better community, find somebody to talk to, if it's a therapist, you know, and also set boundaries. And you're prideful. The next thing I want to talk about, now I want to talk to the people who are holding the strong friend up in this position. And the reason why I want to talk to you is because you play a vital role in the strong friend's recovery, whether you realize it or not. And I say that because there was one time I was with a group of people and somebody was saying, there's somebody who I would actually deem to be a strong friend. And they were saying, we were talking to a group of older people and they were saying, you know, nobody has checked on me. Nobody has done this. Nobody has, you know, whatever, you know, cause some days I don't feel my best and whatever. And one of the older people said, well, you haven't said anything. There is a truth to that. There is very much a truth to that, strong friend. You have to learn how to open your mouth and say something. But at the same time, the person said, if you needed an ambulance, you would call 911. And the truth is, I sat there and thought about that situation. As somebody who is a strong friend and as somebody who struggles to speak up, if I need an ambulance, I'm probably not in the position to call 911. Somebody has to see me and call 911 for me sometimes. You know, sometimes stuff happens, you know, depending on how severe the situation is, you are able to call 911 on your own. But other times, help has to be sent. And so if you have a friend who is the strong friend, and if you know somebody who is oftentimes reserved in their expression to you or to anyone, period, because they could just be reserved to you because they don't think you can handle it, but to anyone in general, ask if they're okay. Ask simply how they're doing. And, you know, when they first start answering you, it'll probably be, oh, I'm fine, or oh, I'm this, or oh, I'm that. If you keep asking, if you keep pursuing, before you know it, that coconut will crack right open. It'll crack right open. And I know that because I have friends who did that with me. I have friends who, I don't know if they were just curious. I don't know if they saw something on me. I don't know what it was, They asked, and they asked persistently, and sometimes they would not take no for an answer. And that is needed, is definitely needed. If you are somebody who you know that you have a strong friend, take time to watch and observe them and see where it is that you can step in to better assist them, because it is necessary. Another thing that I would say is be careful with what you share. Be careful with how often you're sharing. Be careful with how often you are running to that person. Number one, if you are revering a person in such a high regard, honey, you need to say a prayer. You need to. That person cannot help you as much as you can help yourself. Honestly, you need to go to the Lord. And there's some things that you might need to learn how to work out on your own. Friend, because they might not be at a place where they're going to tell you no. Like I was saying earlier, you know, make sure you build boundaries. They might not be in a place where they're able to tell you no. But there's a maturity that we have to get about ourselves. That's what I'll say. There's a maturity that we have to get about ourselves. Everything's not worth running and complaining to a friend for. I don't want to say that, but I had a friend who complained a lot. And it got to a place where I was just like, are you ever able to figure it out on your own? I got so tired. And you have to get to a place where you are able to figure some things out on your own. It takes maturity. And so you have to limit how much you're dumping onto that person. I'm sorry. I know you love them. I know that they give you good advice and all that other stuff, but you might have to pull back a little bit. And the last thing I'll say to you as the friend with the strong friend, what do I call y'all? I don't know. I don't want to say nothing not nice, because I know that sometimes we just need somebody to talk to. So I ain't got no name for y'all. But the last thing that I would say to you is be super supportive and make sure that they know that they are seen. And that's it. Make sure that they know that, you know, number one, you appreciate them for always being there for you. Hello. But that you are able to be just as good as a friend to them as they are to you. Because health and humanity go hand in hand. You are healthy when you understand humanity, and that goes for both parts. You understanding your strong friend is a human, and the strong friend understand that I'm human too. I can't take all this stuff. That there's health in that. But also finding health will lead you to that as well. So just be supportive and just let them know that they are seen and that you are there for them just as much as they have been there for you. And that will go such a distance. You know, you might even end up meeting a totally new person as you allow them to open up to you and as you allow them to just speak freely. I'm sure you'll learn things that you didn't know about them, but you'll probably end up seeing a totally new person. So that's all I want to talk about. I just want to talk about it because I just literally just seen it on social media and everybody is talking about it. And I don't know. I just felt like the perspective was just kind of like, if you're the strong friend, just stop it. It's not that simple, guys. So yeah. So with that being said, we have come to the end of this episode. And I'm thankful that you're here. And I hope that you come back and continue to have this conversation with me. If you want to, you follow me on social media at _JordanAlexa. DM me, talk to me, let me know what's up. Let me know if you got something that you want to talk about. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you. I know you're saying she don't know me. She don't know me like that. I still love you.